Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is some of the best news I've heard in a long time, Lee.
Okay.
Walmart agreeing to eliminate synthetic dyes from its own store brand products.
Yep.
This is a massive, massive win. There are 10,000 ingredients that are illegal in Europe, but that are put in Americans' food because of, quite frankly, corruption, particularly at our FDA. And Walmart has announced that it will eliminate those synthetic dyes along with 30 other ingredients. I can't believe they're getting rid of them all. And it's blue 1, blue 2, green 3, red 3 and red 4, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, citrus red, orange B. Europe has long, very cheaply, Canada does too, used fruit dyes. It's basically concentrated fruit. It's natural. It's actually found in nature. These dyes, people don't realize this, are byproducts of the oil refining process. And RFK became obsessed with these dyes, and I became obsessed with RFK and his work. He was an attorney, an environmental attorney, good liberal. And he's suing these petroleum companies because they are dumping the byproducts of the petroleum refining process, and it ends up seeping into the water table, right? And he won a lot of these suits. He made money doing it, and arguing before a court that the byproducts were devastating. They get into water, they poison you. Well, in the process of RFK doing this in his environmental lawsuits, he's been an environmental justice guy, he realized that the petroleum companies were selling some of these byproducts to the food manufacturers. Because they could be used as dyes. And they were putting them in our food. Let that sink in for a minute. Toxic waste, where these companies have been sued out of putting it in the ground. They're like, we'll sell it to the food industry. And you're upset. Are you crazy? No. And it hasn't been sold there. I mean, it's not put in there. So it's illegal. When you look at some of what this does, and I encourage you to put this in yourself, the yellow dyes for me, as I have two boys, are the worst. They interfere, particularly in boys, with testosterone. I am convinced it's one of the reasons that you see boys that look like girls, that you see boys in their early 20s with the testosterone level of boys who are 12 and 13. And all of this kind of stuff, they are tremendous hormone disruptors, but we don't completely understand what they do to girls, but they mimic the effects of estrogen and block its action. They're in a shocking number of foods because the quality of our food is so bad that if you saw it for what it was without the dyes to make it look more appealing, you would not buy it and you would not eat it. And they don't. They don't in Canada and they don't in Europe, Lee. And if you put this in, pick one, yellow dye number 5, sunset yellow, that's number 6. They disrupt natural hormone systems by acting as xenoestrogens, mimicking or blocking estrogen activity. Where do we find the most dyes? Kids' food. Now, that's just the hormonal problems caused by this. All the red dyes are carcinogens. The FDA has known that for a very long time. In fact, it's why it bans them in makeup, because you can get skin cancer. But the food industry has been allowed to use them for years and years and years and years. They cause DNA damage. They are found in colon tumors. The red dyes are. And you go on and on and on and read it, and your jaw will literally hit the floor that this stuff has been allowed to be in our food. So I don't want to talk about the past, but I am extremely excited that Walmart is voluntarily agreeing to do this. And I really hope we win the midterms, Lee, because I don't want Democrats putting all of this stuff back and backdooring it in legislation. Because a lot of these places have said, okay, we're going to just continue this, but only in 2027.
Well, that's not going to be a good look for them. And maybe this is the opportunity where, you know, things get done that can't politically be reversed.
Yeah. I really hope so. Because I know just years and years and years of reading RFK's website, and he's very good. It's called Children's Defense. And one of the things I loved about RFK is I don't agree with his climate stuff. I don't agree with a lot of his stuff. Yeah. But he would link to these studies. And I meant to delete his newsletter. I signed up for it once for some show prep for something. And then just it kept coming in my inbox. And he's talking about all these things that are, they're like in my cabinet. And then I start clicking on it. I'm like, yeah, all right. He's probably just saying that. And then I start reading the studies and my eyes get, I mean, just I'm like, what am I giving to my kids? And I started going through my house, and we pay extra for organic. A lot of that organic, the organic stuff does not have the dyes. It's not perfect. It's still got traces of pesticide, but not the full pesticide wallop that's in the rest of our food. By the way, those pesticides need to go too. Those are banned in Europe as well. They are highly toxic. They cause, and you know what? One of the things that's interesting, you see this explosion of asthma in kids in the last roughly 30, 40 years. That wasn't around before. A lot of these dyes also cause inflammatory effects like asthma. They cause neurological damage that affects, get this, attention span. Hello, ADHD. Mm-hmm. And yet our society has blamed people. Oh, you can't pay attention. You're not like in our day. Well, no, you can't. You're on food dyes. Just the fact that this was ever put in our food is just astonishing. So good for Walmart. Thrilled to see this. Couldn't be more excited. And I really hope that this puts more pressure on, you know, on other folks to continue to, you know, to do this and to step up and make this happen.
Well, when it comes to marketing, and if it makes the money, others will follow. That's the way the marketplace works.
Yeah.
But you got to get folks' attention first. And I think that's something that RFK Jr. has been able to do.
They're also removing titanium dioxide, azote carbonamide, I can't even say half the stuff, sucrose polyester, lye, anisole, toluene, calcium bromate. That's a real problematic one. A lot of other stuff. They're taking it out of this Walmart food. So, I mean, folks, we are going to save money long term and healthcare costs from the damage here. By the way, all of these things are illegal in Europe. You cannot use them. Same for Canada. So, the idea that these companies can't do this is ridiculous. They can. They're already doing it. And they shouldn't get to poison us. So let's just, like I said, hope that we either get the win in the midterms, or if the Democrats do, again, that the public pressure is so great, they still go forward with all of this. But again, you're watching. Well, look what Walmart's doing, though, Lee. They're going to do it by guess when? 2027. Okay. Why? Because they're going to wait to see if the Democrats win in 26 and can save them so they can continue poisoning Americans, and particularly poisoning men, particularly poisoning boys with this stuff. And here's the thing. These dyes do not have they don't enhance taste at all. They don't change the taste of these products one iota. They only make them look better. And they cost, you know, in terms of what they cost, the savings is pennies on the product, not on the dollar, even on the product. I mean, I'm happy to pay 2 or 3 more cents so that you don't poison my children. And the beauty of Walmart doing this, these Walmart brands are the ones that people who are poor or people who are struggling financially or just, well, that's everybody now, you end up buying those Walmart brands, you get poisoned. So this is automatically going to route that if it happens. So we got to win the midterms here, so all these companies will keep their promises. But it's exciting that we're finally publicly having this conversation. instead of just reading this stuff in RFK's newsletter. So more good stuff from the Trump administration. Let's hope they go through with it. And by the way, one more thing. This idea, well, we need to 2027. No, you don't. No, you don't. They've already got, I mean, it's like you look at these big cereal manufacturers, they're manufacturing in the U.S., they're shipping to Canada, they're shipping to Europe. It's the same brands, like, say, cereals and stuff. They're already doing it. We just get to poison and they get to non-poison. Switch your production lines. You can do it. You already do it. They could probably do it, a month or two max? Max, if even that. But, you know, that couple of pennies a profit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, was the left horrified by the Charlie Kirk killing or inspired? I've been afraid this would happen, folks. New poll out, just came out yesterday. It's getting worse. Agreement that political violence may be necessary to right the country is growing. Now, who did the poll? This is really interesting. NPR did, NPR and Marist. So this is, it's NPR PBS News Marist poll. So this is the left doing this poll. This is what's remarkable about it. 3 in 10 people now say Americans may have to resort to violence to get the country back on track. Now, who do they blame for this? Democrats. Which is remarkable because this is NPR PBS. I mean, this is Democrat Central. To be sure, they write a strong majority disagree with that. 70% disagree with this idea that, well, you know, we have to get a little violent in order to get the country on the right track, whatever that is. 70%, but the 30% who now say, 30% who now say violence may be necessary, listen to this, is up 11 points since April of 24. An increase, listen to this part, an increase, they admit, an increase, quote, driven by Democrats. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed with the statement, Americans may have to resort to political violence on the other side, against the other side. 12% agreed of Democrats 18 months ago. For us, by the way, it's 4. So he's a violent group of people. They love violence. They like it. They got bloodlust. They do. 12% of Democrats agree with that statement 18 months ago. Today, it's 28%. Let me read that paragraph again because that's astonishing. And I know you're driving to work and you're busy. You're thinking, wait, what? Marist NPR admit a dramatic increase in the percentage of Americans who say violence is okay to settle political differences. 30% of Americans now say violence may be necessary. That's up 11 points since April of 2024. An increase driven by Democrats, they admit. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed. Now, 28% of Democrats say violence is okay. By the way, among 18 to 29s, it's over 50. This is not good. This is not good. So the question now is, okay, you may feel that way. And this is why we have tens of thousands of people now in a database for their employers to check. There's a website compiling it of people cheering the murder of Charlie Kirk. They loved it. They thought it was fabulous. Okay. But the question now becomes, okay, but how many people are willing to go to prison for the rest of their life to commit violence or go to prison for years or whatever? What is that number? I'm going to get to that in a minute. But the number's probably reasonably low unless you combine it with this other problem that I've been talking about for a while. This idea in Democrat cities that if you were the right kind of violent leftist, you'll be left alone and the police will let you do whatever you want. In fact, you are more powerful than the police. That's what we're seeing in Portland right now. Now, if that were to happen, Katie, bar the door. Now, right now, Donald Trump seems to understand this and he's putting it down. This is why we're in Portland. This is why we have to be in Portland. This is why the Portland police chief, who is currently being sued by residents, one of whom is a black woman who lives in an apartment across the street from the ICE building. She says she hasn't slept in months because Antifa blares the sirens all night long to torture the ICE agents. It's a noise ordinance violation, but the police will not respond because Antifa is above the law. Truly, the police, you know, oh, is that Antifa? Yeah, no, we're not coming. You want to know what this looks like? You go on X right now. There's a reporter by the name of Katie Davis-Cord, and she covers Antifa in Portland. And one of them tried to gouge her eye out yesterday. That was actually 2 days ago, but the video hit yesterday. Try, I mean, you should see, it's brutal. Takes a Palestinian flagpole and bam, right in the eye. Does this in front of a negotiator with the Portland PD. So this is, they're just supposed to talk to you while your eye bleeds. And she says, please, like, go get the person who did this. She's with a camera crew. The camera crew chases the Antifa thug who did it. It's a woman with a flag into the Antifa safe house. Gets this all on video, has the whole thing. Police refuse to arrest her. And when she asks for comment, say it's too dangerous to extract her from the Antifa safe house. So maybe she can sue them too. See, that right there is where the problems are going to come from. If these Democrat sanctuary cities begin to say, well, that was an Antifa thug who did the beating. That was a well-meaning Antifa thug who did that murder there. No, we're not responding. No, we're not scraping the body off the pavement. Nah, yeah, I shouldn't have trifled with Antifa. Then we got a problem. And that's where we are right now. Now, folks, this is not going to happen in red areas. Our sheriffs and police chiefs are not going to put up with this here. We're going to still be normal America here. But this is how you lose blue areas. And what we've already seen is illegal immigrants and other cartel and, you know, oriented criminals flocking to those sanctuary cities to hide there behind Democrat protection. And my fear is we're going to have Antifa doing that too. If we don't have a Republican president to go in and extract them, as Donald Trump is right now, both the violent cartel types, which he's rounding up in these raids, but also the Antifa type criminals, we're going to have a civil war on our hands. We are. And the only way to stop it is consequences. So I'm really glad Trump announced overnight that they have arrived in Portland. We do have the National Guard there. And what we're going to have to do is round up the leadership here. So we're going to have to sweep the ICE facility. We're going to have to catch the leaders, clear out the safe house, and charge them federally so we can lock them up. So we'll run out of Antifa types. And we got 3 years to do it because there's going to be a mob behind them if not. I mean, folks, 28% of Democrats right now say violence is okay so we can get our way politically, up from 12% of Democrats 18 months ago. So 12% 18 months ago, 28% today, folks. This is spinning out of control.
Yeah, so this is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens, and here's why it's not true. There are two Biden-era programs that explicitly gave the taxpayer health care money to illegal aliens that we turned off when President Trump took over in January. Program number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens. The second of which is the Biden administration gave mass parole to millions upon millions of illegal aliens, and then they simultaneously made those parolees eligible for health care benefits funded by taxpayers. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans turned off that money to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats want to turn it back on. And in their initial proposal, the first thing that they put out to reopen the government, they actually turned that money for health care benefits for illegal aliens back on. So it's not something that we made up. It's not a talking point. It is in the text of the bill that they initially gave to us to reopen the government. It's preposterous for them to run away from it now. But look, let's set that all to the side. Let's open up the government. Let's negotiate on all of these health care policy issues. Obviously, we're not going to support health care benefits for illegal aliens, but we will work with them to lower health care costs for American citizens if they're willing to do so.
Okay, this is super duper easy to understand. It's not complicated. Section 71109 of the Big Beautiful Bill, which passed, signed into law by Donald Trump, is called Alien Medicaid Eligibility. It's really clear what it says. It amends Title 11 of the Social Security Act to restrict federal reimbursements to states for medical assistance provided to non-citizens. So what was happening, and this is the big lie the Democrats are telling, okay, if you listen to their media, your liberal friends will send you this. I've gotten this in text. That's a lie. The Obamacare says no illegals can get Obamacare. Yeah, direct from the federal government. Yeah, it's true. It does say that. So the way the Democrats were getting around it is they were passing state laws, giving illegal immigrants health care benefits and signing them up. Then the federal government was reimbursing their Medicaid costs. So what has happened here is that they closed the loophole that allows the Democrats to commit fraud and sign their future illegal immigrant voters up for Medicaid at the state level. And what it says is very simple. We're not reimbursing if the person is not a citizen. Very easy to understand, not hard. The provision in the Big Beautiful Bill limits the eligibility to a narrower set of qualified aliens, eliminating coverage for most humanitarian and immigrant categories. So what does that mean? Well, what the Democrats were doing is saying, oh, we're giving a Medicaid to asylees. Yeah, just them though. Oh, you gotta be an asylee. Mm-hmm. Well, who's an asylee? Every single person who turned themselves in at the border, roughly 80% of the 12 million who came in under Biden. They're all asylees till they get kicked out. That's what they changed. That's illegal, by the way. You can't do that. I mean, the original bill makes that very clear. And the way they were getting around it is instead of Democrats directly sending them the Medicaid check, they were going through the states. It's illegal. So what the Democrats' bill said is, we reverse Section 71109. We repeal it. You get this, right? This is not hard to understand. All they got now is their lies. That's all they got. Because they need to say, folks, they are in the dire straits right now. Because in 250 days, Donald Trump has deported 2 million illegals. 400,000 that ICE got, good for them. And then another 1.6 million who self-deported, said, so we give up. There's no jobs here. Now we don't have health care. And so Democrats are desperate to hold on to these illegals, but they got a problem. They killed the job market with their Bidenflation, you know, when they were robbing us blind, you know, printing money, giving out to their friends for the NGOs. They killed the job market. And Trump's going to have a heck of a time bringing it back. I'm not going to lie to you about that. We had entire quarters where no jobs net were created, right? So there's no jobs for these illegals. We know half of them are not working, like legit not working. And then the other half are working under the table. That's becoming a problem. And now they got no health care. So they got a big, big, big problem, these Democrats. They're desperate to keep these future voters. Here's Mark Wayne Mullen explaining kind of like what they were doing here.
Today, what the fight is over is they're wanting to strip all the One Big Beautiful Bill language out that cut the waste, fraud, and abuse, which is one of them cutting the millions of illegals from getting those subsidies. They want to reinstate that. And they say that's not what it's about, but it literally strikes it line for line, then the one big beautiful bill to what their CR is. And at the same time, they want $1.5 trillion to open the government for 4 weeks, which is $600 billion above our defense budget.
This is just ridiculous. By the way, in that separate $500 billion, they want funding for all of their mainstream media liars who are lying about this right now because they have, like, no ratings left. So, yeah, good luck with that. But here's the good news. The problem with shutting this down, with shutting the government down, it transfers all of this, spending authority that normally Congress would have to the president. And guess what? They're saying that may make the DOGE cuts happen.
Because Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty. Russ Vogt has a plan, and that plan is going to succeed in further empowering Trump. This is going to be the Democrats' worst nightmare, and it's of their own making.
Yeah, so Senator Mullen, so this means these cuts, these DOGE cuts, could actually be made permanent by the Democrats' refusal to reopen the government?
Absolutely.
That's a great deal for us.
It's 100. They literally, by going to a shutdown, they succeed their authority to the president, who the president now gets to deem these agencies, if they're open, if they're closed, if the employees are essential or non-essential. And keep in mind, in 2017, when we went into a shutdown, and in 2018, because Chuck Schumer led us to a shutdown then too, President Trump said, if you're not an essential employee for the federal government, you're fired. Now he gets to go in and choose who's essential, who's not essential. And the Democrats are the one that hold the cards on this one, because they're the one that gave their authority away to the president of the United States.
Now, a lot of regular people kind of see this and they think, wait a second. So you're saying that only essential employees need to show up to work, right? It's like a snowstorm. Only if you're essential. Doesn't that kind of make the DOGE point that we have a lot of people working 100%. In the federal government who aren't essential, Senator? Or is that a dumb question?
No, that is absolutely what we're dealing with here. Those who are not essential are probably outnumbering those who are essential.
Wow.
And this is the magic, again, of the fact that we've got a White House team. President Trump and the team he's assembled is ready to go on this. They understand the additional authority that the president gets during a time of shutdown. It is beyond my ability to understand why the Democrats couldn't see this coming, partly because they've got the mainstream media running interference for them. They live in a small echo chamber in which they think everything they do is art.
The Washington Post is onto this, so they're, I mean, that editorial.
Yeah, so Russ Vogt, Trump's OMB director, has announced we're going to wait 48 hours. We're about 24 hours into it right now, past the shutdown, and the firing's going to start. Thousands of them. Cool. Can't wait. And look, it's a really bad week for the Democrats. I mean, really bad. Did you see what just happened? Now the Energy Department is axing another $7.5 billion in gold bars, or Biden-era Green New Scam projects. The agency's terminated 321 financial awards connected to the projects. Folks, a lot of these, they just go into Democrat NGOs and it vaporizes, or they build solar panels, solar farms that don't work. Folks, we just had one in the Mojave Desert, $2.2 billion. It's in California. It was supposed to feed energy into the grid. $2.2 billion, such a total failure. They're shutting it down at the end of the year. It doesn't work. Which was the plan. Democrat friends get rich building this stuff. It doesn't work, which is the goal, because the long-term goal of the Democrat Party was to become powerful by rationing energy and deciding who gets it, who doesn't. So you got to get rid of the energy to get that power. It's the Soviet playbook. It's the communist playbook. They always seize means of production, food, and energy. And so that's why Trump is cutting this off at the knees. No more solar, no more wind, no more build the project, get rich, and then shut it down in 10 years and go, oops, is there no energy in the grid? Shucks, have to ration. Remember that crazy, like just absolute awful accident in Florida, that illegal immigrant couldn't read road signs, thought he'd make a U-ey in the middle of the highway with a semi, decapitated two people. Yeah, well, ICE has begun looking at the trucking industry, because what don't Democrats destroy? In Oklahoma, they set up with ICE in a sting operation at the state border. They started pulling over truck drivers. See who they are. Pulled over 520 drivers in a three-day blitz. You ready for this? One in four was an illegal immigrant. A quarter of the people we came into contact with didn't have legal status here. So out of 520 drivers, more than 120 were illegal immigrants, but they found something strange. They found some of the truckers were carrying New York State issued IDs, and where the name is supposed to be, there was no name given. No name. Who is he? I don't know. Terrorists gonna load that thing up with bombs? Maybe. Speaks English? You don't know, say. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. And the thing is, what's really sad is every time I do this story, I get texts from Trump truck drivers who were fired and replaced by illegal immigrants. The disdain for the American people in this country is unbelievable. From the Democrats. So people start to say, how do they get commercial driver's licenses? When I had to nearly give up, think about this, my firstborn child just to get a real ID. You been through that process? Well, listen to this. Folks online started noticing these no-name driver's license, no-name given. They've got the real ID star in the corner. There, folks, that is a violation of federal law. So it's terrifying. You know, that big rig next to you on the highway may be driven by someone called No Name. We don't know who they are. Could be a terrorist. Who knows? Can't read the signs. Who knows? And guess what? They somehow passed the real ID check. Folks, you practically, I mean, have you been through that process? Oh my gosh, the documentation is way beyond a regular license, and yet they're just giving them the star. But they claim they don't know their name. How does that happen?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.